Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bitcoin already recaptured $70,000 numerous times on the day. I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as Bitcoin will see significant inflows from large corporations and others in the second quarter of this year, according to the Bitwise CIO. I'll be breaking down what this will likely look like for the Bitcoin market, as well as Grayscale Coinbase bolts it down with the SEC to discuss the spot Ethereum ETF, as well as Galaxy Digital CEO Novogratz anticipates Bitcoin reaching that 100,000 milestone this year, citing runaway momentum and spot Bitcoin ETFs. We'll also be discussing rich dad Robert Kiyosaki says Bitcoin on fire and headed to $300,000 per coin this year in 2024. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bull Kathy Wood of ARK Invest increases their price target and says it is well above $1 million per coin. In fact, they say Bitcoin could be worth $2.3 million per BTC. If this happens, we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1575. I'm your host, JV, and it's March 10th, 2024. Shout out to Django for subscribing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Always a pleasure. So yeah, man, happy Sunday, fun day, Bitcoin ripping. We already touched 70,000 multiple times on the day. New all-time highs in play, 74,000, the next logical target. Some are calling for $80,000 this week. Let me know your thoughts, family. But let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Bitcoin up 2%, trading just above 69,900. Happy 69, fam. And we have ETH on the cusp of reclaiming $4,000. Matic also up 7% on the day, along with BNB up almost 10%, while Solana, XRP, Cardano, and AVAX are all correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're now sitting at a $2.62 trillion crypto market cap with 105 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 52% even, with the Ether dominance at 17.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Gala leading the pack up 40%, followed by Pith up 21%, followed by Maker up 15%. Below that, Floki, OKB, Thorchain, and BNB. Now, which altcoins in particular, fam, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily, we have some respectable gainers, including Gala, Hex, Pith, Rune, and Floki, as well as OKB and Maker. And zooming out on the monthly, you can see it's been a hell of a alt season. Virtually every single altcoin in the top 100 in the green, minus Celestia. That means 99%, family. And some of these gains on the memes are up 800%, like Floki, Pepe 800%, Whiff 900%. Just mind-boggling gainers. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we are currently rated a 79 in extreme greed. Yesterday, 84. Last week, an 83. And last month, a 72 in greed. And just FYI, the higher this number goes in extreme greed, the more likely of a pullback. That day where we corrected 10,000 after tapping 69,000, 70,000 and dropping back to 59, we hit a 90. So just be on the lookout for these numbers on the rise. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown. Yesterday, it was 34 days. It recalculates based upon the block. Today, it's showing 42 days with the estimated date taking place April 21st. So less than a month and a half out, family. And checking out the Bitcoin time chain calendar shows you what block we're currently at. It's March 10th, clearly, 4:11 p.m., the time of this stream. Shows you the supply of Bitcoin is currently at 19.65 million, meaning 93.57% is already minted out of the 21 million. Market cap for Bitcoin sitting at 1.37 trillion. And right now, it's currently 1,438 sats per U.S. dollar. Let's freaking go. And so let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to head towards heading into this halving in a month and a half. But anyways, fam, let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis, aka astrology for men. The headline reads, Bitcoin whale's not selling despite 70,000. Bitcoin holdings growth is going parabolic. Let's go. That's right. The number of unique addresses holding at least 1,000 biddies, known as whales, has risen 2,100 addresses as of March 7th. However, this is still very low, lower than the record of the 2,500 addresses reached in February 2021, when Bitcoin was trading above 46,000. Interesting comparison. The rising wallet count could be also attributed to the U.S. Bitcoin ETFs, which surpassed $52.5 billion in cumulative trading volume March 4th. The fact that the whales are not selling their biddies at these levels suggests that they expect the prices to rise further. The Bitcoin whales are important because the size of their trades can significantly impact the price. Now, Julio Moreno, the head of research of CryptoQuant, took note of the growth in a March 7th post, writing the following, "The growth of whales' Bitcoin holdings is going parabolic alongside this chart family. Further evidence of the Bitcoin whales not rushing to dump their holdings comes from several metrics measuring volumes between the whales and the exchanges. Glassnode data shows that transfers from exchanges to whales have also gone parabolic to new record highs this month. Let's go. Meanwhile, the transfer volume from the whales to exchanges has only seen a modest uptick compared to the previous bull and bear market periods. Overall, these metrics suggest a big influx of new investors into Bitcoin and that there is little sign of profit taking by wealthy investors despite record high level Bitcoin prices. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin ETF buying spree continuing. On the fundamental level, the spot Bitcoin ETFs in the US continue driving demand for the king crypto. We have the BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust, which is iBit, for example, recording its highest daily inflows of almost $800 million on March 5th. And as reported, Bitcoin's next big target could be around $92,500 per Bitcoin. Let me know your thoughts on that target and when do you feel we're most likely to reach it. And as Balaji points out, the former chief technology officer of Coinbase, Bitcoin has hit all-time highs all over the world. Check it out. Laos, Lebanon, Liberia, Macro, Madagascar, Moldova, Myanmar, Pakistan, New Guinea, Philippines, Romania, and the list goes on and on. So shout out to Bitcoin continuing to crush fiat currency. I think the US dollar is going to be the final boss. What's your thoughts on that, family? Anyways, fam, let's dive into our next story of the day. We got a lot to cover. Let's discuss these corporation inflows. According to the Bitwise CIO, that could drive Bitcoin demand in a massive way. In a thread on X, the Bitwise CIO, Matt Hougan, says that the approval of the spot market Bitcoin ETFs in January gave financial institutions and large corporations an avenue for investing in Bitcoin. And according to Hougan, Bitcoin's ETF launch, which has pulled in $7.5 billion in assets as of January 11th, is one of the most successful ETF launches of all time, drawing interest from a wide variety of blue chip investors, quoting him here. One of the great promises of the Bitcoin ETF was that it would open up the Bitcoin market to professional investors. So has it? Yes. Over the past 7 weeks, we at Bitwise have heard from each of the following groups that they are buying Bitcoin ETFs: individual retail investors, registered investment advisors, family offices, hedge funds, venture capital funds, as well as asset managers. Hougan says the Bitwise, which launched its own Bitcoin ETF in January, has also been doing its due diligence and talks with major wirehouses, institutional consultants, as well as these large corporations, leading him to believe the Bitcoin will see significant capital inflows in the second quarter of this year and beyond. Quoting him again, there are massive categories representing trillions of dollars in assets. Based on the current trends, I'd suspect we'll see our first significant flows from these three groups in the second quarter, 2024. And I think those flows will accelerate throughout the year as these investors become more comfortable with the new products. And I think he makes a great point. Let's not forget, the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin is currently MicroStrategy, the very first to put the Bitcoin on the balance sheet. Now, them alone control 193,000 Bitcoin. If you add Saylor's personal Bitcoin stash, which they say could be anywhere from 30 to 50,000 Bitcoin, whoa, we're talking almost 250,000 Bitcoin coming from one individual with one publicly traded company. What if many other publicly traded companies start to put Bitcoin on the balance sheet? What if it's a major company like Apple? Or what if Amazon for retail starts accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment across their worldwide marketplace, being the largest retailer in the world? Just something like that can drive Bitcoin to the moon. Now, how many other Michael Saylors are there out there looking to get their hands on a piece of the pie? You let me know. $1 sat by 2029. Send it, Jennifer. Next story of the day, let's discuss this ETF sit down between the Coinbase execs as well as Grayscale sitting down with the SEC to discuss an Ethereum ETF, which is on a lot of people's minds right now. Crypto firms Grayscale and Coinbase recently met with the US SEC officials to discuss rule changes for the launch of the spot Ether ETFs. Grayscale is seeking to convert its Ethereum trust, which tracks the market price of Ether, into an ETF, similar to the conversion of its Bitcoin trust to an ETF in January. The meeting held on March 6 followed the end of the commenting period for the proposal and addressed concerns about possible market manipulation should the fund be approved. And according to a presentation shared by the SEC, Coinbase argued that the same reasoning that led to the approval of Bitcoin ETFs should be applied to Ether, since the token has mechanisms that significantly limit Ethereum's susceptibility to fraud and manipulations. Here are some of the key points outlined here. I'm going to read two of them to you. The shares are properly categorized as commodity-based trust shares. And number two, the commission's rationale in deciding to approve spot Bitcoin ETPs applies with equal or greater force for Ethereum. Now, another presentation point relates to Coinbase's surveillance sharing agreement with the CME. The mechanism was implemented for the Bitcoin ETFs at the request of the SEC to improve trading monitoring. Coinbase also emphasized the correlation between Ether futures and spot markets, similar to the Bitcoin market, and adding that the SEC approved the CME traded Ether futures ETFs, and I am not sure what grounds for disapproval of the spot Ether ETFs would be. So ultimately, the big point here is, why did you approve these Ethereum futures ETFs, just like we had that situation with Bitcoin? And why are you denying the spot Ether ETFs? Manipulation, right? What else? Grayscale is also proposing a second ETF for the Ether futures trading. The main difference between spot and futures markets is that the spot market assets are traded immediately, whereas in the futures markets, contracts are made to buy or sell assets at a future date for a specific price, now leaving room for manipulation, family. Some analysts have suggested that Grayscale may be using its futures ETF app as a Trojan horse to corner the SEC into approving the spot Ethereum ETF. Several asset managers, including Invesco, Galaxy Digital, Fidelity, Franklin Templeton, and BlackRock, are seeking the green light for the spot Ether ETF. Final deadlines for an SEC decision are expected in May. So what is that? We're in March, April, May, just 2 months out, family. Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas believes asset managers are still in the dark about regulator views on the crypto investment vehicle, quoting him here. Normally, I'd say this was a good sign, but as far as I know, the staff has not given any comments yet to the issuers, which is not a good sign. As we pass, then they gave comments on Bitcoin ETFs. So there you have it. The top ETF analyst is saying he's a little doubtful that we get these ETFs for Ether approved this year. But what are your thoughts? Clearly, BlackRock wants them. They want their hand in this pie. I'd love to know your thoughts. Welcome everyone joining the stream. Let's continue with the news, shall we? Let's discuss this $100,000 target soon this year, followed by a $300,000 target soon this year by Rich Dad, followed by the latest from Kathy Wood of ARK Invest saying that Bitcoin will blow past her original $1 million target by 2030. And then we'll discuss our live Q&A. Welcome everyone just joining the stream. Pump it up. Yeah, so Galaxy Digital CEO Novogratz reinforced his bullish outlook for Bitcoin during a Fox Business interview on Thursday. He also shared his expectation of Bitcoin reaching that $100,000 milestone this year. Quoting him here, "We're in for a new phase for Bitcoin. You have just opened up the boomers to Bitcoin," he elaborated, "and that the boomer generation holds a staggering $48 trillion in liquid wealth, with a total wealth of around $95 trillion, noting that the boomers are now making an allocation into Bitcoin." You hear that, Peter Schiff? Novogratz stressed, "We have, for the first time ever, anyone who wanted to buy Bitcoin can buy it. Amen. We're kind of in price discovery. You damn straight we are. And with price discovery, it is hard to see where the things will go. Shout out to Carl Mueller for becoming a MicroStrategy membership of the channel. Thanks for your support, family. Quoting Novogratz here, right now, there are more buyers and sellers. Novogratz pinpointed the spot Bitcoin ETFs as the key driver propelling the Bitcoin price upwards. The number one thing is this ETF because it has opened up this gigantic wealth channel to be able to buy Bitcoin very easily. Small allocations, big funds is a lot of Bitcoin. The Galaxy Digital CEO also mentioned macro stories, noting that the Federal Reserve will eventually cut the interest rates. He also argued that even more importantly, we have a banking crisis today, emphasizing that every one of these stories plays into Bitcoin. Preach. And according to Novogratz, the upcoming U.S. presidential election and the fiscal policies are significant factors influencing this Bitcoin market. Quoting him again, no one really has a lot of confidence that you're going to see fiscal prudence when we're adding $1 trillion of debt in a very short interval to our budget deficit, he opined. And as long as the federal government is going to spend 25% of the GDP on government and not 20% like we used to, Bitcoin's going to go higher. Like, Bitcoin is a report card on fiscal prudency, and there is no fiscal prudence here right now. And when asked if he believes the Bitcoin will reach 100,000 this year, he says, I think so. I really do. I like to say 100,000 because it's a round number, he clarified and added, when you're in price discovery, you don't know where the buying stops. Preach. And the current price discovery level is just above 70,200, the current all-time high on Coinbase. Just FYI. Novogratz explained that there's currently a runaway momentum into the spot Bitcoin ETFs. He pointed out the significant capital inflow into these funds that just keeps on coming. Last week, the Galaxy Digital boss underlined the tremendous global demand for Bitcoin, highlighting both a new army of buyers and a new army of salespeople entering the market. Let's freaking go. Many people are more bullish than Novogratz, including Bitwise CIO, who said Bitcoin can top 200,000 this year, and veteran trader Peter Brandt recently increased his price target for the bull market for this current cycle to $200,000. And let's not forget, we also have the legendary billionaire investor Tim Draper has been calling for 250,000. We have Max Kaiser, we have Samson Mao. The targets go as high as $1 million here this year. We also have Jack Mullers. I covered his most recent prediction. He says Bitcoin could go as high as $1 million this cycle. He says anywhere from 250,000 to 1 mil, with the average being 500,000. I want to know your thoughts, fam. But anyways, fam, still a lot to cover. Let's discuss this 300,000 price target for 2024. Then the latest from Cathie Wood predicting Bitcoin smashing that initial $1 million by 2030 price prediction. I'll be sharing the latest from Cathie Wood. But here's the latest first from Rich Dad. And shout out to Rich Dad, by the way. I'm a fan. So he shared this tweet right here on X on March 6th, so 4 days ago. Bitcoin on fire. The biggest mistake you can make is to procrastinate. Important to start, even if only for $500. Next stop, 300,000 per Bitcoin in 2024. Now, I think it makes a great point because one Bitcoin can be divided by 100 million Satoshis. So you don't need to have literally, you know, whatever the price is right now, $70,000 to get started in Bitcoin. You just need to get in the game. You can literally purchase $5 worth, let alone 500 or 50,000, whatever the price may be. So you got to keep that in mind. The price of Bitcoin soared this week, as we all know, as we've been documenting it each and every day, fueled by massive demand for the spot Bitcoin ETFs following the approval of the ETFs by the US SEC. Sorry, Gensler. You can't suppress the price for much longer, family. Last month, Rich Dad predicted Bitcoin to reach 100,000 per coin by June. What's your thoughts on that prediction, fam? He clarified that a Bitcoin price drop wouldn't deter him, as he would view it as a buying opportunity. Many people expect the price of Bitcoin to increase substantially after the halving in April. Bitwise's CIO, for example, anticipates Bitcoin rising to 200,000 this year. The acclaimed author has consistently advocated for Bitcoin as protection against wealth erosion caused by the Federal Federal Reserve, governmental policies, and Wall Street financiers. In January, he cautioned investors about the ballooning U.S. national debt and suggests purchasing Bitcoin as a potential safeguard. Kiyosaki foresees a worldwide economic decline and the potential collapse of the American Empire, drawing parallels to the decline of the Roman Empire. So there you have it, fam. What are your thoughts on his bullish outtake of Bitcoin, which he always refers to as BC versus BTC? Hey, I guess he's a boomer. He can do what he wants. But what's your thoughts? 300,000 per Bitcoin in 2024. Let me know in that live chat. We control the horizontal and the vertical. We can deluge with 1,000 candles or expand one single image to crystal clarity and beyond. That's poetry data. Cheers to that. Hodl gang, hodl gang, hodl gang. I can't wait till the Fed starts showing us love. The bull flag on the chart got me blowing a nut. Lose your cash cause it's moving fast. Do your thing, let me do my please thing. Tell Black Rock. Pump it up. But anyways, family, here's the latest Bitcoin price prediction from ARK Invest, Kathy Wood. She says the Bitcoin price target will go well above $1 million per coin. In fact, ARK Invest says Bitcoin can be worth $2.3 million per coin if this happens. So let's break this down. If you're just joining the stream, pump the likes. To pump the stream, there's almost 1,000 people here live with us. Greatly appreciate the support. So yeah, brand new headline right here. I'm going to read this to you. Bitcoin will hit a million sooner than 2030. The CEO of asset manager ARK Invest has said in a brand new interview with the New Zealand Herald on March 7th, Kathy Wood revealed new expectations for institutional involvement for the Bitcoin price growth. As you know, Bitcoin has transformed since the launch of the United States' first spot Bitcoin ETFs, according to Kathy Wood. Speaking before a mainstream media audience, the well-known Bitcoin bull doubled down on her existing conviction over the largest cryptocurrencies future, such as the interest and momentum behind the spot ETFs. She explained that even ARK itself had been forced to reevaluate how bullish it is on the king crypto, BTC. Previously, the firm's price target focused on $1 million per coin by the year 2030. Now that roadmap is changing. Quoting Kathy Wood, that target was before the SEC gave us the green light. And I think that was a major milestone. And it has pulled forward the timeline, she explained, referring to the regulatory nod from U.S. regulator, the SEC. Wood continued that no major wirehouse names such as Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, or Bank of America has yet joined the institutional push. Quoting her again, no platform has approved Bitcoin yet. So all of this price action has happened before they approve it. And so we haven't even begun. And taking this into account, 1 million by 2030 now seems too conservative. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Kathy Wood, quoting her again. Our target is above that. It's well above that. And with our new expectations for institutional involvement, the incremental price that we assume for institutions actually has more than doubled. Let's freaking go. And as Bitcoin circles new all-time highs yet again, I mean, we already touched 70,000 multiple times today, family. Price discovery mode, now 100,000 is in play. I think we trend towards this target leading into the halving, but let me know your thoughts, family. And quoting James Van Stratton, a Bitcoin can pass 70,000 before the Coinbase circuit breaker happens. True price discovery. That's right. Three times that I'm aware of this week, we eclipsed 70,000. And what happened? Coinbase frickin' went down, which is crazy, right? Now, do you think that is all orchestrated by design, or do you think just a random coincidence? Let me know your thoughts. And I want to read you these other headlines. What's behind Kathy Wood's ARK estimate for Bitcoin to surge to 2.3 million? Another headline, Kathy Wood thinks that Bitcoin can soar over 3,600%. Is it time to buy? And this headline, ARK Invest says Bitcoin could be worth 2.3 million if this happens. So I want to break down this 2.3 million price prediction. According to ARK Invest analysis, a portfolio seeking to maximize risk-adjusted returns on a five-year time frame from 2015 would have allocated just 0.5% into BTC. Since then, on the same basis, the average allocation to the digital asset would have been 4.8%, while in 2023 alone, such portfolios would have allocated 19.4%. based on an analysis of a 1% allocation from the $250 trillion global investable asset base, it could push Bitcoin to $120,000, allocating 4.8% average maximum Sharpe ratio from 2015 to 2023 can cause Bitcoin to soar to $550,000, and Bitcoin can skyrocket to 2.3 million following the 19.4% allocation in 2023. As she shares here, Bitcoin's volatility can obfuscate its long-term returns. While significant appreciation or depreciation can occur over the short term, a long-term investment horizon has been key to investing in Bitcoin. Instead of when, the better question is, for how long? Historically, investors who bought and held Bitcoin for at least 5 years have profited, no matter when they made their purchases. Now, on the other hand, the optimal portfolio allocation targets for assets like gold, commodities, bonds, and equities in 2023 on a 5-year time horizon, just like Bitcoin, are 40%, 9.6%, 0%, and 30%, respectively. I also want to point out BlackRock published a report. This was a couple of years ago, and they said their recommended Bitcoin allocation for a portfolio, 84.9%. Shout out Arlindo. I appreciate you subscribing to the pod. Now, what if hypothetically they would allocate 85% as BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, recommends? You run the math. That's when things get really crazy. You know what I mean? So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go? And what's your thoughts on this 2.4 million Bitcoin price prediction from ARK Invest? Is Kathy Wood? Drop your comments in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.